Thanks, Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming. My name is He Yan. Come from Zhejiang University of China. Today I would like to talk about my current research regarding the anaerobic decorrelation of interchlorophenol coupling with the ferric reduction. In 2010, there was a special issue published on the environment science and technology demonstrating the importance of biochemical redox process because they have a great impact on contaminant dynamics, especially in the wetland ecosystems. Since then, this topic has been received a lot of research interest. As we know, the biochemical cycles are driven by fundamental redox processes in which electrons flow from the electron donor, such as the carbon substrate, to these elements that serve as terminal electron acceptors for microbial respiration. So, and this active redox process also played an important role in catalyzing the reduction of the isopropanoic chemicals, such as many organic pollutants and heavy metals. So, an understanding of the impact of biochemical redox process on the contaminant vent can provide new opportunities for environmental remediation. PCP and the phenylchlorophenol is a typical persistent organic pollutant that has been used worldwide as wood preservation and versatile pesticide. And its pack accumulation has led to extensive contamination of soils. And once the PCP is released into the soil, the dechlorylation is the primary mechanism for PCP transformation under the anaerobic conditions. And these pathways has been thought to be coupled with the biogeochemical redox processes that are driven by the electron flows from the carbon substrate to PCP, which served as electron acceptors. While the occurrence, co-occurrence of various species such as the ferric iron and sulfate could act as the same electron acceptors during the anaerobic redox processes under anaerobic conditions. So the rate of reductive decorrelation of PCP under anaerobic conditions might stimulatively dependent on the abundance and activity of bacteria that can dechlorate PCP and the concentration of carbon source that can serve as the electron donors, as well as the competitions between PCP and alternative terminal electron accepting processes. So for this reason, we would like to know if there's any interaction between the PCP decorrelation and the later soil redox process, especially under the anaerobic conditions. And if yes, how about the exact mechanisms? Since the iron is the fourth most abundant life element in the Earth's crust, so we select the iron reduction as the first step for study. So my topic today is include two incubation experiments. First is on the basis of anaerobic pure culture, and the second is flabby soil culture system. Here we go, the anaerobic pure culture first. In this study, we isolate iron-reducing bacteria from paddy soils under iron-enriched conditions, but without pollution of PCP. And identification of this strain verified that this strain was closest related to the genus of Clostridium. And the further test for the iron-reduced ability verified this isolated strain was an iron-reducing bacterium, but with the capability for reducing ferric iron influenced by the iron species. And further degradation tests verify that this strain can directly degraded PCP by 50% after 11 days anaerobic incubation, but the degradation rate can be increased into 83% with the co-occurrence of ferrihydrate. and it will increase into 94% with the additional supplementary of IQDS, which can serve as electron mediators. So the results suggest that the isolated iron reducers have function of degrading PCP directly, and the reductive decorrelation of PCP was enhanced greatly during the ferric reduction process, and which could be accelerated by electron mediators. So on the basis of the pure culture experiment, we further conduct a flooded soil culture experiment to further verify the coupling between the PCP decorrelation and the ferric reduction in real soils. In this soil, we selected a mangrove soil which has no previous history of the PCP contamination. With the soil samples were separately at 2 centimeters intervals down to 1 meter depth of the soil profiles, and the 4 treatments that is the control and addition of carbon source in the form of acetate and addition of PCP, as well as both addition of PCP and acetate. What's mentioned is that this mangrove soils has a long history of strong reducing conditions, which was abundant in the reduced iron minerals and the sulfide, but deficient in the nitrogen. And this slide shows the dissipation dynamics of PCP under anaerobic conditions up to 84 days. From the slide, we can see that the degradation rate of PCP accelerated following the addition of electron donors in the form of acetate. And the degradation amount also increased with the increase of date or increased depth of soil profiles. And in addition, the intermediate products was detectable with many tetrachlorophenol and the trichlorophenol. So the proposed pathway for the PCP dissipation through decorrelation under anaerobic conditions might properly initiated from the awesome production and then from the followed by the main transportation. And the further isotope analysis of the stable carbon suggested that there was an apparent enrichment of the carbon 13 during the decolorization of PCP. And also, the enrichment factors showed significant linear correlations with the changes of residual concentration of the PCP, so suggesting a microbial predominant decoloration mechanism. During the PCP degradation period, dynamic changes were also analyzed for the soil environment variables, which relative to the soil redox process, and as well as the microbial functional groups that include decorrelating bacterial, iron-reducing bacterial, and sulfate-reducing bacterial. And because of the time limitation, I'm not going to show the detailed dynamic changes for the environmental variables. I'm just jump over the slide for the dissolved organic carbon and the production of the ferrous iron, as well as the reduction of sulfate and the release of methane. But in general, we found that the addition of PCP had no significant impact on the production of ferrous iron, but it did significantly inhibit the reduction of sulfate, as well as significantly promoted the release of methane. And this impact was much more obvious following the addition of a carbon source in the form of acetate. So based on the starting time and the rates of reduction, the sequence of receiving electrons by PCP was proposed as after the reduction of ferric reduction, but slightly prevail over this reduction of sulfate. Further correlation analysis shows that the residual concentration of PCP is electrically correlated with the concentration of ferrous iron, which suggests a synergetic interaction between the ferric reduction and the PCP decorrelation. Meanwhile, and the residual concentration of PCT was likely correlated with the concentration of sulfite, but not sulfate, which would suggest that a synergetic promotion between the sulfate reduction and the PCP decorrelation. But the reduction of sulfate was inhibited at the initial period after flooding. We thought that the possible reasons might include two aspects. And the first is competitive reduction of ferric iron. And the second probably is that the sulfur reducers could be suppressed by the toxicity of PCP, especially at the initial anaerobic incubation time. And the further multifactorial analysis also suggested that residual PCP display strong correlation and high collinearity with the concentration of ferrous iron and the hydrochloric acid extractable iron. So, and this is a result for QCR analysis for the functional macrogroups, which suggests that the addition of carbon source in the form of acetate simultaneously promote the growth of all functional groups, especially the iron reducers. But the addition of PCP facilitates the growth of decorrelating bacteria, while it inhibited the growth of sulfate reducers. This could give good evidence for the suppressed reduction rate of sulfate, especially following the addition of PCP. And the addition of PCP had low impact on the iron reducers. This could give support for the property that the iron reducers could maybe capable of using PCP as the electron acceptors for microbial respiration. So, based on the above result, we conclude that probably PCP decorrelation and the ferric reduction were synergetically combined electron accepting processes, and the enhanced decorrelation of PCP during ferric reduction was mediated by the members of the multifunctional families of geobacteria, and involve the PCP as the electron acceptors. In addition, PCP significantly suppressed the growth of sulfate reducers, which in turn facilitated the production of methane by diverting the electrons from sulfate reduction to the methane gelases. So, the mechanisms for coupling between the PCP decorrelation and the ferric reduction in soils were supposed as the combined electron transfer process, which showed graphically illustrated in this slide. So that's all. And last, I would like to acknowledge Professor Xu Jianmin and PhD candidate Xu Yan and Zhang Qian for their contribution. I would like to thank the Foundation from China to support this work. Thank you for your attention.
Any questions?
You mean in the pure anaerobic approach? We compare different iron species. It includes the ferric citrate and the ferric hydride and the hematite. But we found since availability of the iron species is much higher in with the formation of the ferric hydride. So it's in that system under the under the iron source. If the iron source is ferric-centric, TCP transformation is much faster. Yeah, much faster than the Hamiltonian and the conditional Hamiltonian. It also depends on the different the availability of iron species.
Yeah, sort of question.
Yeah, so I'm curious, is the reduction or the ratio of TCP the enzyme reduction process, or just a micromedia
reduction,
or
micro
nature of TCP? Is
the
enzyme?
Yeah, actually, we also, it should, there is also another abiotic contribution for the TCP transformation. We have that data to ascribe the contribution of from the abiotic contribution. Yeah, probably I can show the this page because the abiotic contribution is probably if in this ecosystem 40%, but if only with the iron reducers, it could be 50%. So it's a combined contribution from abiotic and biotic transformation. Yes.
So we
have posited the mechanism in two parts. The first one is the sulfate reducer has a functional function to degrade the PCP directly, and it can also initiate the ferric reduction, then facilitate the degradation of PCP through the combined electron transformation circuit.
Okay, very nice start, thank you.
Thank you.